to Canberra now, where Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott will each address their respective party rooms this morning for the last time this year. And in a further boost for Julia Gillard and the government, the mining tax will pass the lower house this week after some concessions were agreed to by the independents. Treasurer Wayne Swan launching a parliamentary broadside at the coalition for its continued opposition to the mining tax.
Mr. Speaker, this is a very important day in the history of economic reform in our country. Economic reform to increase prosperity. And of course, those opposite, Mr. Speaker, they can only say no.
Treasurer Wayne Swan and Resources Minister Martin Ferguson will join you after eight. But Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio now. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Michelle, the crossbenchers are on board on the mining tax at a cost of $300 million all up. The Greens are still holding out, sort of. They said they could support changes to the mining tax, but only if they're revenue neutral.
Yes, one of the concessions that made to Andrew Wilkie would lift the threshold the threshold level of super profits at which the tax cuts in from $50 million to $75 million, and there's a consequential change in where the tax fully applies. Now, that's going to cost some $20 million a year, not very much out of an $11 billion tax over several years, but nevertheless, the Greens want it offset, and they're now saying they want it offset by some economies in the mining area. So the government is running about trying to sort that out. It's confident it will sort it out. It desperately wants the tax through the lower house this week, so it's part of the year of delivery, and it is determined that it will get it through.
Okay, and Michelle, today's news poll rounds off a final sitting week with a boost for Julia Gillard in terms of her approval rating. She's overtaken Tony Abbott for the first time in, I think, 6 months as preferred Prime Minister. But shocking news for Labor still in the primary vote. It's gone backwards after being sort of creeping up slightly to 32. It slumped back to 30. And now a 14-point gap opening up between the Coalition and Labor in the two-party preferred.
I think this poll's got nightmare elements for both leaders, Fran. The Labor primary vote going backwards is really, really bad for Julia Gillard because it shows that while she's got a bit of traction personally, she still hasn't managed to shift that primary vote into a more favourable position and indeed has lost that fight in this polling cycle. On the other hand, for Tony Abbott, who must be very happy at the overall voting figures, it really feeds into those niggling doubts about whether people are very sceptical about him, about whether he personally is seen as a satisfactory alternative prime minister. For the first time in many months, Julia Gillard is ahead of him as preferred prime minister, and that will certainly encourage those in the party who are doubtful about him.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with the Age newspaper. It's 7 minutes to 8.